We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fourth chapter, the 12th Mishnah. And the Mishnah had begun with a quote from Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, that your student's honor should be as cherished as the honor of your friend, and the honor of your friend like the awe of your teacher, and the awe of your teacher like the awe of heaven.
We did this.
This we did. Now we're continuing.
Guiding the poor souls, and then you shouldn't be doing the rav. That's very present. You know, you look kind of down on the students until he was the one who was sent to uplift these poor ignorant, you know.
So that's where we left off. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the continuation of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hevei Zahir B'Talmud. Be careful in your learning, whatever Talmud is, some form of learning. Sheshigigat Talmud Ola Zadon, that a mistake in Talmud ultimately leads a person to do the wrong thing on purpose. Explains Rabbeinu Yonam. Sheyachzor Advarim Ad Ki Lo Yuchal Lishkoach Davar. A person has to review till he won't forget. You have to review it again and again till you won't forget anything. Ve'ad Yered Lomkan Shel Devarim. And a person also has to review and ask and understand till he gets the depths of things. Rashi says in the Gemara, it means ask your Rebbe. Sometimes he gives you the feeling you're a nudnik. Ask anyways. Find a way to ask that you shouldn't be a nudnik. But ask. You have to know the logic behind things. Ki teva ha'enosh katzar la'avin ha'chokhmah. Because firstly, our human nature is that we don't really grasp things. We hear it, we get it approximately, we move on. No, you want to grasp it, you have to work on it. V'ashikecha mitzuya b'vnei adam. I marvel at two things. Number one, how quickly I can forget. And you see, last week we learned this, and now, like, what did we do last week? Okay, it was 2 weeks ago. We have a good excuse, because Hanukkah was in the middle. But, v'ashikecha mitzuya b'vnei adam. When it's so common that people forget, but also we don't get the depths of things so fast. I learned again this year the sugiyot, the Talmud on Chanukah. Now this is something that I learned I don't know how many times with the commentaries and the halacha. And when I learned it this year, it was like I never learned it before. Suddenly I noticed so many questions and so many answers that I never noticed before. I felt like I had never learned this piece of Talmud before, even though I know it almost by heart. But there's so much I didn't notice in the past. Gam lo yismoch b'svara rishona. And another thing a person has to notice is that we sometimes think our first understanding of something is the way it makes sense. And that's called svara rishona, my first impression. Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't rely on your first impression. Your first understanding of a matter is superficial. We assume that when you learn something again and again and again, you start noticing new things. Now, that doesn't mean review it on the spot 50 times and you'll be 50 times smarter. You review it, then you learn other stuff, then you come back and review it, then you learn some more, and you come back and review it, and then every time you revisit it, you're on a different level. The first time we learn something, we only review it 7 times, 10 times, 40 times. We don't review it like 1,000 times. But then the next few times we learn it, we're going to get more and more insights. So Rabbeinu Yonah cautions us, don't rely on your first understanding. Kmo shekatavnu b'tchilat ha-sefer, as we wrote in the beginning of this work, asher b'chol zeh oseh zadon, because when a person is not serious about his studies, so he doesn't review, and he doesn't take the time to understand more deeply, so then he'll end up doing the wrong thing on purpose. Ki b'chol davar midvar ha-torah v'ha-mitzvah, sh'atut mitzuyav lo natan elibo v'chote, en zeh shogeg, ach nikra posheah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, when you have something that you know the human error is so common, so if you don't take care, so then that's not called a mistake. That's called you didn't take the proper precautions. That's called pesha. How would you translate pesha?
Negligence.
That's negligence. That's gross negligence, right? So a friend of mine went and got his bike fixed, and the guy forgot to put on the nut to close the wheel. So he's riding down the hill, and suddenly his wheel isn't really attached to the bike. Now that's gross negligence. You could say, but it was a mistake. I'm sorry, I didn't purposely forget the nut to hold the wheel onto the bike. And the answer is that doesn't work. You know, you can't say that. That's your job. So pay attention, make sure you didn't forget. There are things where you know it takes a certain amount of investment to make sure you got it right. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the same is true in Torah. Things that you know, it's very easy to make a mistake, it's very common to make a mistake, then my basic investment is enough to ensure I won't make that mistake. So one of them is, says Rabbeinu Yonah, forgetting. The other one is getting a real handle on what's going on here. You learn any halakha, the first time you learn it, you're barely getting the picture. You learn it again, you learn it again, you start understanding what's really going on here. Because if a person knows that the average person that learns makes mistakes, and you have to review and work on it again and work on it some more, so then if he didn't invest that's not called it was beyond my control. That's not called shucks, I made a mistake. That's called no, I was negligent, and that's why I didn't get it right. The Albaim Poshea. Karov lemizid shogeg, karov leones. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there are four gradations, there are four levels. Poshea, one who is grossly negligent. Karov lemizid, someone who almost did it on purpose. It was almost considered done on purpose. Shogeg, a person who did it by mistake. And karov leones, someone who almost, it was beyond his control. Almost, it's almost not his fault. Those are the four gradations. Then you have onus, obviously. Then you have someone who was beyond their control completely. He said, you're saying there's also mazid. Okay. So that was karov the mazid. Okay. Okay. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, be careful with your learning, because the mistakes are considered as though you did it on purpose. In other words, there are two types of mistakes, either stemming from a lack of investment in understanding it correctly, or stemming from a lack of investment in reviewing. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, those are the two he's cautioning about. When I did my best, I studied, I tried to understand, and then I lost it, fine, that's not my fault. But we see throughout Talmud that rabbis made mistakes, and sometimes cost people's lives. It's like a doctor. If you did the best you could, you took your classes, but you didn't know that there's this drug interaction. They didn't teach you in medical school. You reviewed your stuff, you knew your stuff, but in your medical school, they didn't teach it. In another medical school, they do teach it. So it's not your fault. Same thing in Talmud. You find that rabbis sometimes did not know something. And the greatest rabbis of Talmud, Abaye, there were things he didn't know. And you find it on most basic things that sometimes in there where they were studying, they didn't teach that. So that's not their fault. But then there are areas that are our responsibility to take the time to really understand, to take the time to review so we don't forget. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says, be careful in your investment, because it's not considered a mistake. It's considered negligence if you're not. That was what Rabbi Yehuda taught us today.